My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. So with training camp opening, we went over a whole bunch of stuff in hour one. Now in hour two, a lot of interaction with the fans. Regarding this coming season, I just had a caller, Steve, in Detroit, who thinks that there's too much assuredness that the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl. And I don't sense that Detroit is overly confident they're going to win the Super Bowl. I think Detroit is confident that their team is a legit contender. It's not a stretch for them to play in the Super Bowl. It's not a stretch for them to win the Super Bowl. It will be disappointed if they don't win a playoff game. It will be disappointing if they don't make the playoffs. It'd be disappointing if they don't win the division. But I think the arguments that are made are not crashing through the guardrails. Paul, who's producing today, made a good point during the break.
Clean it up, please. Paul used some salty language.
He did.
Steve, very salty language.
Steve didn't offer one football reason why the Lions weren't going to be good.
Paul was a little more colorful.
Yes, he was.
With a descriptive word before football.
Paul's not even a Lions fan.
He's not.
No. But he's
right. I don't even think Paul likes Detroit, period.
That's not true. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Dave in Clinton Township here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Dave.
Hey there. I think Steve had some... I think his parents told him there was no Santa Claus way too soon, because that guy's just got depression all over him. Mm. So I'll give you a football reason. The Lions were one stop away from going to the Super Bowl to play a team they've already beaten. So right now they are one stop better than they were last year.
I mean, it's hard to argue that they haven't upgraded the defense. It's hard to argue right. That. And everything didn't go right last year, as Steve argued. The offensive line.
It was a culmination,
by
the way. Everything he said was a culmination. It wasn't one season's worth. Like, Jared Goff was a reclamation project, really between his ears. It wasn't anything else. He always had the skill, but clearly his previous coach threw him under the bus. This coaching staff embraced him, and halfway through the first season, he got much better. And then, obviously, the last couple of years have been reinforced with that. Amon-Ra St. Brown has been great from moment one. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, these aren't things that just happened last year. Drafting the running back last year, sure, but they paired him with a veteran running back that did very well. I just didn't agree.
And you mentioned Amon-Ra St. Brown. That's one reason to pump the brakes, I guess, we got to give Steve on this one, is the receiving room isn't as good as it was. The known receiving room isn't as good as it was last year. I wish we had kind of a better replacement for Reynolds.
But I'm not sure of that, because what we're getting is full-time J-Mo.
Known. That's why I said known.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. It's okay. We're replacing Josh Reynolds with full-time J-Mo and maybe more of DPJ. Or there can still be a move that happens. But yeah, to your point, I get it. I think there's some apprehension about the wide receiver room, wondering if it's good enough. Is it as good as it was last year? I think it's got potential to be explosive. If J-Mo's as good as advertised right now,
That's right. One of the bigger ifs here, right? It's we don't know that J-Mo is going to be as good as his offseason hype projects him to be. It feels like it's right. Not a stretch, but we don't know.
Apparently yeah. He booted on
and
the field.
And if Ben Johnson's listening, if I could say one thing, hopefully he's listening, I would like to see Montgomery and Gibbs in the backfield at the same time.
Thank you for the phone call, Dave, 248-539-9797. Can we circle back to what you just said?
Yeah, Kyle Meinke, who covers the Lions, mentioned that Jamison Williams briefly left day one of training camp after vomiting several times early in practice. He told me he's fine, just ate the wrong thing for breakfast.
Okay, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Steve in Rochester Hills. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Steve.
Now, this is not the Steve from Detroit, so let's keep that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Steve from Rochester, thank you. I appreciate that, Gator. You know, right now I just want to give Steve a hug. I think he needs a hug right now. I think a lot of things probably happened in his life, and he probably got burned by the Lions. I mean, who didn't, right? But this is, even if, oh, guys, you got to be excited about, last year wasn't all smoke and mirrors. If it was all smoke and mirrors, I'd say, yeah, you're right. Or if they got smoked against San Francisco like we did against Washington in 91, absolutely. You don't know what you have. You don't, you know, that was a telling point for them. And the key thing is with any team is injuries. If you can get through the injuries and still be solid, you got a long ways to go. This team has so many more positives than negatives. It is about, you know, fourth down and field goals. All comes down to guys that you can trust to do certain things. If you don't trust a guy that can take a 55-yard field goal, are you really going to feel confident putting them out there? No. So, I mean, I never think we're going to win the Super Bowl or even get to the Super Bowl because there's so many things that have to go right. But that poor guy, Steve, I mean, I'm seriously, my one good eye started to cry. I really felt bad for him. And I really, you know, I hope that, you know what I think sometimes, though? I think he's hoping that it'll happen so he can say, I told you so, more so than hoping that it doesn't happen and come back and say, you know, I was wrong. The Lions did really do a really good job, and they did make it. Because I'm going to be honest, unless they go to the Super Bowl and come maybe a hair away from winning or winning it, he's like that one guy that used to call all the time and hate Stafford, even if Stafford had 500 yards and won the game with one broken leg and his arm in a sling. So, I mean, you can't live like that. I'm really optimistic, but I know anything can happen. But I'm going to enjoy this ride, guys, because look at the Pistons. They went to how many Eastern Conference Finals, and now we can't even sniff 30-game winning seasons. The Red Wings haven't been there. The Tigers haven't been there. Come on, guys. Enjoy this while you can, because we're not guaranteed, as we don't know when we're going to die. Hey, you know, this, we don't know how long this is going to last. Enjoy.
I got dark. Steve, thank you for the phone call. You know, I say this all the time. I honestly mean you're entitled to feel however you want, and he is as well. His argument, I think the one thing I'll say, and I don't know who he's talking to, when he in the 4 minutes, and we had him on the air for a long time, the 4 minutes he was on the air, he didn't cite who he hears too much assuredness that they're going to win the Super Bowl. I don't think it's coming from the callers to the show. I don't think it's coming from the hosts of the show. I think it's an assuredness that we got a credible team that can win the Super Bowl. I think as far as we've gone, I know that as far as you and I have gone, and occasionally we'll get a text. I mean, hell, occasionally we'll get a text that the Tigers are going to win the World Series. And if we mine enough, we'll probably get a text that the Lions are going to win the World Series, honestly. I mean, so I see, but on it, he's arguing that there's too much assuredness that they're going to win the Super Bowl. I haven't heard it at all.
No, I don't see that. I think people feel confident this is a contending team. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they got there last year to the NFC Championship game, fell short, had the lead at halftime, a substantial lead at halftime, and it fell short because of mistakes in the second half. It wasn't by accident that they got there. This is a good football team. It's a well-crafted, well-put-together, well-assembled football team that in the offseason seems like they've improved on most of their weaknesses. Maybe not all, but damn near most of them.
The weirdest thing is one of the youngest teams in the league that if I were in a town with a less than great football team, I'd be like, God, I wish we could be like the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Because the evidence stacks up that the guy that's running the Lions knows how to grab players out of the draft and that the head coach knows how to squeeze the most out of them. I would be hoping that our team could act like the Lions. And I've done, I mean, we've spent a lot of years wishing we were Baltimore, wishing we were Seattle, wishing we were New England, wishing we were Pittsburgh.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And right now, we might actually have one of those teams that people in other towns are envious of. 248-539-9797. Ken's in Clinton Township. Hi, Ken.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So here's where I'm at this year. Last year, I'm still trying to figure out whether it was luck or whether it was skill. And what I mean by that was, and I called last year when we were talking about the Lions and how they were going to do. You remember the first game, I mean, I understand we won, but we only won by a point. So I know there's a lot of that you almost win, you almost lose kind of a thing. But I think it's just really tough to get back. I kind of almost feel like last year almost was our year. And now with the harder schedule and with everything, this year for me is really going to be a, hey, are we, like, have we arrived? Like, so, are we going to be able to be in contention?
So the true measuring stick.
Years?
The true measuring stick is it wasn't going to Kansas City and winning against a defending Super Bowl champion. Had they blown Kansas City out, you would have bought in.
You know, yeah. Actually,
you set that bar really high. I mean, you set that bar extraordinarily high.
Well, but, you know, it was, again, it's the luck of the draw, right? I mean, this year, if a couple games don't go our way, you know, maybe we don't get out of our division. So I'm hoping that last year wasn't, like, more luck than skill and that what we put together is, you know, now we're, like, we're not at the bottom of the barrel. Now we're going to be in the middle. We're going to be in the hunt for multiple years. Maybe we win this year and we lose the playoff game, or maybe next year we just miss.
Well, there
are
no guarantees. You're right about that. I just think if going to Kansas City and winning on the road on banner night, you weren't impressed because it was, quote, only by a point. feels like where you've set the bar for credibility is extraordinarily high.
Well, both teams played without some key players in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But both teams did. I know everybody wants to focus on the Kansas City aspect of it, but truth is, Lions were without some big guns in that game. So if you weren't impressed with the 12-5 year, the two playoff wins, the fact that they had the 17-point lead going into the second half of the NFC Championship game, I don't know what to tell you. I guess you have to be you have to have some really deep-seated hurt.
Well, you know what it is?
And pain.
It's what the organization has done historically, that even a good season and a very credible win on the road against Kansas City wasn't enough. He needed them to blow them out.
But then if you look, I'm just trying to be objective about this and say, okay, this is the team they had last year. They got there, fell short. And what happened in the offseason? Did they improve themselves in the offseason?
Yes, they did.
And if you can objectively say, yes, they did, then shouldn't they be as good as they were?
What about last year? It was fluky, by the way.
I don't know.
They went out and did exactly what they did the year before when they got hot and finished 9-8. And they carried it over to last year and went 12-5. Their offense couldn't be stopped. They wanted to run the ball. They ran the ball. When they wanted to pass the ball, they passed the ball and whoever they wanted to.
It wasn't a fluke.
Why are fans calling in and acting like this is, oh, well, a lot of stuff went our way. We're just going to get lucky again.
You know what was fluky? A ball going off someone's face mask for a 50-yard completion setting up a critical touchdown was a fluky bounce.
Here, and maybe that's it, because there weren't enough of the fluky plays against the Lions with the weird luck, you know, the 65-yard field goal or whatever and stuff like that.
The crossbar goes straight up in the air and trickles over.
They survived that stuff last year. Like, they were able to survive that Justin Jefferson went for 400 yards or whatever, you know, in a couple of games. Despite the fact that they gave up massive yards to top receivers down the stretch, they still won those games.
The Dallas game was completely botched for them, and they still made it playoffs, and they still won two playoff games.
Exactly, right. And the other thing with, I think the Lions fans that are down on this or are apprehensive about wrapping their arms and believing in it, maybe it comes down to, they lost to Green Bay on Thanksgiving, and those games against the Bears, I mean, they can't handle a running quarterback. Okay, well, let's look at what's happened now. That running quarterback, not there anymore.
No, the team
I could have saw maybe if they had an electric run last year, because they had like a wildcat year, like the Dolphins, where they completely came up with some nonsense offense that caught the league by storm and they won some games they shouldn't have won. No, they just won games because they played great football
and they
didn't make mistakes and they beat teams.
They were better.
Now, see, he's a Dolphin fan. And
all fired up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.